Welcome to the Van City Holy Week Podcast. Today is Holy Thursday. Today we are going to do an imaginative prayer exercise that will help put us into a gospel story so that we can better experience the presence of Jesus. God is the one who gave us our imaginations, and we believe He is able to speak to us through them. So, find a comfortable spot free from distractions and sit in a posture that will help you focus on your thoughts and emotions. Take a few deep breaths and invite the Spirit of God to lead you as you imagine. Now, picture that you are walking along a dusty road. The sun is hot overhead in a clear blue sky, and you hear the rustling of palm branches as a gentle breeze plays across the landscape. The voices of your closest friends rise and fall around you in excited chatter as you all follow behind your teacher, Jesus, a rabbi you've been learning from for the last few years. Can you hear them? Talk turns to all the amazing things you've witnessed as you've traveled around the countryside from village to village, and your mind is filled with awe and wonder, and perhaps a bit of disorientation as you consider what all this could mean. Remember when Jesus multiplied a few loaves of bread to feed thousands of people? The taste of it as you sat beside the Sea of Galilee, a salty tang in the air and the sound of waves lapping the shore. How did He do such an amazing thing? Remember the blind man who received back his sight? His shouts of joy mingled with the tears of gladness, that overwhelming feeling of emotions and wonder. You can still hear his cries of thanks ringing in your ears. But the most amazing thing of all, remember your friend Lazarus? You watched your master weep as he heard the news that Lazarus had passed away from a terrible sickness. And then, do you remember the fear you felt when Jesus said he could raise your friend from the dead? You wanted to cry out, "No, teacher, there is no way you can do that. And if it doesn't work, you will embarrass us all." But somehow, Jesus was able to call Lazarus forth from the dead, bringing him back to life. Can you remember the adrenaline that pulsed through your body as your friend emerged from that cold, dark tomb? How does it make you feel that this Jesus has chosen you to be one of his 12, one of his closest students to whom he has revealed his power and majesty? Spend a moment with your thoughts and emotions. And now, after 3 years of learning from your master and witnessing so many amazing things, something feels different. This journey feels strange and confusing. It's the beginning of the Passover festival, which is usually a time of joy and celebration. But Jesus talks of his death, his defeat. Can this powerful rabbi really be overcome? What will that mean for you and your friends, the students he has chosen to share his life with? As you walk along the road behind Jesus, thinking about all these things, imagine that you look down at your dirt-covered feet. You're used to this by now, after so many days of following in your teacher's wake. The day is coming to an end, and you're about to share a meal, but your sandaled feet are covered with grime and are in desperate need of washing. Soon, the evening meal is in progress. The smell of food and wine fills the air, and you realize just how hungry you are after the long day. But as you recline at the table with Jesus and your friends, you're also keenly aware that no one has volunteered to wash everyone's feet. What is it you're thinking to yourself as you wait to see what will happen? Is it, "I'm not going to get up and wash everyone's feet. That's the job of a servant, and I'll never be able to climb to the top of this group if I stoop so low as to do a task like that"? As you're thinking, you see movement out of the corner of your eye. And then it slowly dawns on you that the unimaginable is happening. Jesus himself, your leader, your Lord, the one who is filled with so much wisdom and power, is getting up. You hear the sloshing sound of water as Jesus carries the ceremonial vessel, first to Peter. You can hardly breathe as you watch Jesus wrap a towel around his waist and then bend low to reach the mud-caked feet before him. A murmur goes around the room, and you hear Peter say with astonishment in his voice, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And your master responds, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." And so Peter relents, and from there Jesus travels around the room from person to person, washing their feet. Before you know it, he is before you, stooping low. Can you feel his hands loosening the straps of your sandals? Is the water cool and refreshing on your sore and tired feet? Imagine the face of Jesus before you, his eyes meeting yours. The love and compassion you see there as he humbles himself to become your servant. You, who just imagined that you would never wash another person's feet, Jesus is washing your feet. The experience leaves you speechless, and for the rest of the evening, your mind is filled with awestruck wonder at how the Son of God could have done such a thing for you. Today, we celebrate Holy Thursday, also known as Maundy Thursday. Maundy is a unique word that we might not be familiar with because it comes from the Latin word mandatum, which means mandate or commandment. When Jesus washed his disciples' feet, he was setting an example for them of how they should treat not only each other, but everyone they interacted with. During that final Passover meal, after he had served his friends in this way, he said, "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." He also said, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." A new command, or mandate, he has given us. Maundy Thursday is about remembering that Jesus set the ultimate example of how we are to love each other. He laid down his status and humbled himself. He washed his disciples' feet, and even more amazingly, he gave up his life. And Jesus calls us to love each other in the same way, because he knows that it will point people to himself. As we move through Holy Week toward Easter, let's ask the Spirit to show us how to love in such a way that we point people toward Jesus, toward his cross and resurrection. Thanks for listening to the Van City Holy Week podcast. Join us tomorrow for Good Friday.